Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
Vaping's going to be costing a little bit more if the city council and the mayor has anything to say about it. There is a proposed 3% occupational tax that apparently right now people who smoke tobacco products, they're already paying, but there was like this exemption for e-cigs and other vaping products, and now they're saying they want to scoop that up.
That's considered a sin tax, correct?
Yeah, they call it an occupational tax.
Occupation tax.
Okay.
It sounds very Darth Vader. Sounds very Darth Vader-esque.
I don't know if smoking's an occupation, but sure. It's definitely a side deal. Could be an extra $1 million, though, for the city. People who are, you know, vape supporters are saying that this is a money grab. And they're saying, listen, we don't even have anything earmarked for this money. But, you know, all the studies say that if you raise the taxes on things, it deters people from even getting started.
No, it does not. It's not going to at all. That's the idea of it. And that's what they like to say is they take your money. But yeah, as a former smoker and taxed to death on everything in this state.
They're not going to refuse. They're talking about young people.
Wow.
Remember, it's all about young people.
Well,
so they don't want young people to vape because then they might lead to cigarettes. So that's what they always stand behind, though. They go, this reduces the amount of young people smoking.
I like
that's
to see the numbers
on that. That's what
they
claim. I know, exactly.
A 10% increase in cigarette prices reduced youth smoking by 6.5%.
Interesting.
That's University of Nebraska Med Center studies.
It really? Okay,
10%
all right.
increase in cigarette prices reduced youth smoking by 6.5%.
I guess
it's
I can only
all
talk
about
myself.
Yeah.
Children! I didn't realize it worked a little bit. Okay. Well, I guess maybe with people being more broke, kids and everything like that, maybe they won't go get it. I don't know. It's just...
You got to stop them starting.
Yeah.
Don't let them get on that long life roller coaster of health problems. Just because it's cool now.
Yeah.
Right. Later on. It's not a done deal. They have a public hearing about it next week.
All right.
So, but it sounds like if the city council and the mayor have their way.
Okay.
It could be coming. There was a Fortnite outage. It is still out. It has millions of players staring at a black hole on their screen.
What do you do? Go outside? Talk to each other?
I know.
They basically killed the game.
Okay.
They were playing this special. They were playing this special game. It was called The End. And millions of people were locked out because of server issues, but the millions that were playing eventually just got killed off in the game. The whole world and map exploded, and now it's just this black hole.
I think it'd be
great.
Their
social channels have gone dark. Everything has gone
dark. I think it'd be great if you were playing that game, and you're one of the lucky millions to play. And as the world goes, so does everything that you have. So you kind of have to start over, you know?
Oh, like Ready Player One, where they like lose all their money and you're like,
lose it all. Start over.
Now, this is not this is obviously a clever way. Apparently, this was a precursor to a server downtime thing that they were having because they want to reboot a whole new Fortnite map that apparently they've been teasing for ages. And so, but it's just, it's been a long time. 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon was when... The blackout
When your kids started freaking out.
The kids don't play yet. They're still little. They have no idea about...
Not your kids, just kids in general.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not all about your kids. Yeah. There are other kids outside.
I'm sorry. I thought you said kids. You said your.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Today marks the Columbus Day. A lot of bank holidays. You know, there's going to be disruption in service probably for post office and things like that. But today is the anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas.
All right.
Still celebrate to this day.
What did he say? Wasn't he lost when we got here?
I'm lost.
He's like, this isn't Cuba.
India.
Yeah. Where the hell am I? Like, sit down.
Where's the all-inclusive?
And there was a Kenyan runner who ran a marathon in under 2 hours. First person to ever do that.
You know, I don't even understand that, how you can. And I couldn't even tell you how long it takes to run a marathon. So,
well, the Kenyans always win the Boston Marathon.
You bet they do.
They're the greatest marathon runners in the world.
So keep in mind, it's 26.2 miles in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds. 26 miles he ran in under 2 hours. I don't even understand how fast you must be going as a person to get that.
Full sprint.
Wow. And then you drop and you spontaneously combust and your feet melt. And yes, but broke the 2 hour marathon. I mean, 26 miles. Marathon runners are just insane to me.
So the day before, a woman from Kenya set the women's world record. And then the next day, a guy did it.
Okay.
Wow. So Kenyan men and women are the greatest ever.
Does it say how many minute miles those were without me having to sit here and try to figure out the math?
It would probably be a 13. It would be.
Story. Yeah, how many minutes per mile?
Don't hurt yourself.
I was going to say, I don't know. It's 13 miles in an hour.
Okay.
So it's not that far. I haven't broken down the math.
I was asking as in the story, but it's fine.
Oh, move on.
It's all right.
It's a lot of numbers in the story.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a lot, I'm telling you.
I won't ask another question about this story.
Please don't.
What kind of shoes was he wearing? Yeah.
And we thank you.
Just Pope the details. Francis. All right, Pope Francis, what?
To social media to give thanks to the Lord's new saints, but he hashtagged the word saints, and by doing so, therefore, brought in the New Orleans NFL team.
He tagged the wrong. Yes. He tagged the football team instead of saints. Does he really tweet it, or is he handed that phone to some cardinal?
I hope he hands it off. It's just too funny to think about him sitting there with the phone. Hashtag saints.
I mean, does even the Pope get up in his dress and go places and then reach and go, oh, where's my phone?
Look at that.
Does he own a phone?
And they even won this weekend. Maybe that's the reason why.
They got the blessing from the Pope, from Papa. He has 1.8 million followers. So a lot of people were...
Your Heavenly Father, make sure you tag the saints.
I know. All right, 615. 938-9400, your weather powered by Exarban ARS Heating and Air. About 65 to 70 today. No rain to forecast. Looks like it's going to be a pretty dry week, which we all need.
It was weird. We drove back from Minnesota and we saw snow. Now, not in Minnesota.
No.
On the way back, it was weird. Yeah, on the edges of Minnesota, you could see it in the fields as we drove into beautiful weather. Yes. I mean, it was beautiful weather, obviously, yesterday in Iowa and Nebraska.
You bet
it was.
But
the edges of Minnesota, snow in the fields was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird to think that we're sitting in a... probably, what, 30-degree temperatures a couple days ago in the snow and the ice falling out of the sky.
It was like a time machine.
Wow.
Going north, you know what's coming. It's literally Game of Thrones. We can tell you now, winter is coming. We saw White Walkers in Minnesota.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
Down here, everybody, no one's ready. They're all just in denial.
Think you've heard all of the Big Party Show today?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
With the Big Party Show podcast.
At channel941.com.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. On channel 941.
All right, good morning to you. 938-9400. Epic adventure number two. You want to be a finalist? You probably do. We have some special tickets.
But it's Jonas Brothers.
When you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Jonas Brothers.
I mean, take your favorite band, your favorite artist. Imagine getting two shots to see him. Two shots here and there for Jonas Brothers.
Orlando.
In November and Omaha in December, right? When's the Omaha show?
Well, November 16th would be the Orlando one. So, yeah, we'll just be getting cold here for the most part. And you'll be sitting on probably a nice lawn chair. Not a lawn chair. I guess it would be a beach chair at that point. Pool chair. But, yeah, I'm not sure when the one is here. But you'll get meet and greets here if you win this thing. It's pretty simple. But just for becoming a finalist, we got Lana
December
Del Rey 4th. Tickets. Lana Del Rey.
Oh, December 4th is Omaha.
Jeez, man. Okay. That's boom, boom.
It's coming up.
It's right back and forth. I mean, you're like, you're practically their best friend. And the Omaha, when you win it, you're going to meet the band in Omaha. So they're literally going to be like, you again?
You're like, yeah, I love you guys.
I love you guys. I'm in your band now.
I'm the roadie.
I'm practically your tour manager.
I'm going to help break down the set afterwards and, you know, roll things up.
Do anything. All right, so you had your ladies' night on Friday. What was the results on that?
Yeah. I want to say a huge thank you to you guys for the beautiful flowers. The ladies loved the roses from you gentlemen. So thank you so much. It was a great night. It was a lot of fun. A lot of cool ladies came out. I want to say special thanks to Josh at Fleming's. He really rolled out the red carpet, man. There were the bartenders, Nicole.
Yeah. Is Josh the general manager of Fleming's?
He's like the co-owner.
Okay.
That's a sweet steakhouse. I mean, right there, Regency, if you want to have a lovely night out. I love that place, man. Red wine and great steak.
Yeah. It was a pop-up speakeasy at that, correct?
Yes.
At Mundo, yeah.
So we had these two bartenders, Nicole, and they went like full theme, which I was loving. They got in the full like flapper dresses. They had specialty like Prohibition cocktails. They made all of these beautiful, yummy cocktails, and then they had wine, and then the food was like insane. I mean, at one point I look and there's this chill platter and it is covered with chilled shrimp and lobster tails. I was like, I am so blitzed out by this event. It was a lot of fun. The ladies loved it. They were sad that you boys weren't able to crash.
Did you tell them that we weren't invited?
Yeah, it's ladies' night because it's feeling right.
I told him that you guys were out of town. That you would have stopped by Damn to ladies. Say hello.
Hey, we're all about ladies' night. Not dudes showing up. Yeah.
So what did you wear? I mean, so the bartenders were floppers. Were you dressed?
Yeah. So I went a little bit on theme and got a gold sequenced blazer dress.
I saw that. Okay, because a friend of ours, AJ, was there and she had sent a photo. I'm looking at it right now, of you in your golden glory right there.
Yeah. I went and got my hair styled and my makeup done at Urbane. And so I was ready for a night out. My husband, I sent him a photo and he was very glad that it was girls only.
Yeah.
Who's AJ's friend?
I don't know. Molly sure liked her though. She was smelling her hair. Look at that.
So anything crazy happened? Anything nutty?
It was just a fun night out. I mean, a bunch of girls. What happens at girls' night stays at girls' night. It was a fun night out. I think everybody really enjoyed themselves. A lot of ladies told me that they needed it. They were like, thank you for putting this on.
Like, how late were you guys there?
It probably wrapped up closer to 9 and then went to the bar and had a drink and then, you know, moved on for the night.
Did you guys go to another location or you call it a night?
Yeah.
I went with my sister to another location, undisclosed location. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, I just think it's like so fun to get dressed up like that and have a night out just because. I mean, usually it's just like jeans and whatever. But I mean, ladies came in, they were really glammed up. I mean, I loved it. I love the fact that like the ladies embraced the idea of a dress up girls' night out.
I don't know if you went to a strip bar. No, I'm all locked on this undisclosed.
I was going to say, where are the strip bars anymore? I mean...
Well, I'm sure there's some still those ones in Council Bluffs. All right, so let's thank Leo and Iggs Flowers LLC for hooking up the ladies with the flowers. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Cardi B celebrating turning 27 in Turks and Caicos, which she captioned as vacation vibes, hanging out with her husband Offset. He gave her a Titanic size diamond.
I don't think anyone should be allowed to have something like that unless you're like a queen. Jeff, is the size of a damn strawberry, heart-shaped. It's a massive.
Looks like candy. Right? Like when you're a kid, you would get the candy gem that you could eat.
Yes.
Yeah, the lollipop, the ring pops.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the thing is massive.
It's unstinking believable. Apparently it comes from this like really high-end jeweler. I don't even know what the price tag is on it.
I didn't realize she's only 27. She's a baby.
Yes. She was, then they posted a video, which you got to check out, of her, twerking her thank you to Offset. It is Cardi B in a thong bikini twerking. And it is, once you see it, you can't not ever not see it.
Did you twerk on your 27th birthday? 27 is such a great year.
It is a great year. I don't think I twerked.
You didn't twerk? You didn't shag it?
No, I don't think that that was... I don't think that was part of the machinery, the built, the way my body got built.
You wonder if she really owns all this jewelry or if it's just, because there's a jeweler stand in the background. If you like,
dang right.
It's almost like renting it for the party. They show up and you get to wear the queen's jewels.
Yeah, because what the hell else would we deal with it?
Like, wee! And then like, okay, we're done here.
Yeah, let me take it back.
Put it back in the vault.
I don't know how you'd ever wear it in real life. It's so big. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculously large. Like, it's like goofy large. I don't even know how you would find a way to just, I don't know, go to the grocery store and be like, oh, this.
You got to share that thing on Facebook or something. The thing is massive, people. Yeah, I don't know how, like just said, I would agree that it goes right into the jeweler's vault. Because where the hell would you keep it unless you have a vault? And
yeah, as he's giving it to her, there's a dude in the background who's kind of like... Looks like
don't
he's
get
ready
too
to
attached.
Jump in.
Yeah.
Like, okay, give it back. He has give it back face. Okay. Okay. Give it back.
Give it back face.
Are you done?
I need it back now. Right. Ariana Grande shared the track list for Charlie's Angels, and she's going to appear on 5 songs. So you're going to be hearing quite a bit of Ariana.
Really?
The movie doesn't come out until November 15th, but you can already pre-order the soundtrack.
This is a good shower song.
I don't know what that means.
I stay in the shower.
It's just an efficient song for cleaning yourself.
Yeah, rapid cleaning. Rapid. Don't call me Angel. Okay.
This is the one with Miley and Lana Del Rey. And apparently Miley going all in with her relationship with Cody Simpson. She calls him her boo thang.
Man, that girl moves fast.
Yes. So she took to Instagram over the weekend and was like showering him with all sorts of praise, her new boyfriend, and she captioned it boo thing. So
my
I guess
boo thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's also confirmed that he's not single, although he didn't say, you know, whether it was like she was the one, but apparently he is all in on the Miley Cyrus moment.
And where'd that come from? I know they've been friends for a while, so just maybe a crime of opportunity.
Yeah.
Jeff put a swing in the jungle, hitting every vine, and he's sitting there.
Well, she's holding on to this vine right now.
He is. She is. Wow.
Nick Cannon apparently wants to remarry Mariah Carey, and she's just not having it. I guess he put out there that he would, you know, be into going back home again. She's just like, what are you, my only option out there? They were married for 8 years. They have twin kids.
Here he is right here.
Obviously, I said I probably would never get married again because I'm still working on myself and trying to become a better man. That's what I said. Okay. And I said... But if I had to, I already been there. I know what that's like. I would go back home first before I would do it again.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't, you know, Mariah, she's fine. Everything's happy. We have an amazing co-parenting relationship. Our kids are so happy. So I'd rather just, you know, it's calm waters. Let's just keep it. We got it, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep it calm.
All right. That's the kind of thing he's so overconfident that when he leaves, you're like, are they okay, though? Seriously, though, what is actually happening with Nick Cannon right now?
I know.
When he put that out there, she responded, what is he, my last hope? So, I mean, apparently the feelings aren't mutual.
Right.
She's not feeling that, whatever he's feeling about coming back home and making it work.
I always do find it intriguing when you find out about people, not so much celebrities, just people in general, divorcing and then getting back together.
Yeah.
You know, they go through whatever they're going through, end it, and then within a short span of a time, kind of get back together. It's always like, okay.
Well, the absence makes the heart grow fond. People who don't aren't apart from each other, sometimes you don't know until you're apart.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I'm with you, Party. I just always think like, well, there was something that drove us to the point of divorce. I mean, not just breaking up, but calling it
divorce.
Is so deadly. They got kids.
You know? Yeah, they got kiddos.
If you got kids, you're stitched together forever.
This is
the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.